The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
His intent was not to go to them. Yeah. He was cruising to get to the other side because that's what he told them to do. Right. And if they hadn't have called out to him, so that's our responsibility, to cry out to him.
Amen.
If they hadn't have cried out to him, he wouldn't have came to the boat.
Right.
That's our responsibility, mm-hmm. is to cry out to the Lord. Because he will not fail us.
That's right.
He will make that looks impossible, possible.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He will take what was meant for evil, and he will turn it for good beyond our mm-hmm. greatest imagination.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
In 1 John 3:8, in the Amplified, the reason the Son of God was made visible was to undo, destroy, loosen, and dissolve the works of the devil.
Come on.
That jerk.
Amen. Come on. Amen.
Mm-hmm. In John 10:10, in the Amplified, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
There is an enemy. There is a devil.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There is a Jesus and a God and a Holy Spirit, and there is a devil. Mm-hmm. We can't deny that. We can't ignore that. Mm-hmm. We have to be prepared mm-hmm. and recognize what is evil and what is good.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
In 1 Peter 5:8, it says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Mm-mm-mm. He's looking. That's his job. That's what his mission is to steal, kill, and destroy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you'll remember the story of Abel and Cain, what was it God that told mm-hmm. Cain that sin crouches at your door and waits?
Yep.
Just looking to devour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if we back up just a little bit, it's kind of sober in here. Take a deep breath. But, number one, so because the enemy, all he has is the lie, guys. That's all he has. Deception is all he has, okay? Number one. So a lot of times, we were talking about it. I heard this, and man, was it good. It said, whatever you're the closest to is the loudest. I thought, ooh, isn't that true? So he likes to get really loud. Sometimes the fear can be really loud, right? Sometimes the sorrow can be really loud. And here's the thing. As he was talking, I was like, praise God. For Jesus. Amen. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. So here's our plug. ABCs of salvation. Anybody who's come to Lighthouse, here's Pastor Monty say it. You accept, you believe, and you confess that he's Jesus. He's the Lord of your life. And you're good. You're there. You are there. You are where you need to be. Now it's time to start working with our soul. But there's some things we need to know about the enemy. He has no power. We've talked about the scripture says he's under our feet, and we need to regularly remind him that it's our foot that he feels because he's under our feet. He's defeated. At the cross, he was defeated. So the only thing he can do is get us to try to believe the lie, and he makes it sound really believable, and he works a lot of times with our emotions. But number one, he was created, okay? He was a created being. He's the God of this world, little g, but he's a being. He was created. He was cast out. We all kind of know the story. But, guys, he can't read your thoughts, okay? He can only hear. That's why we're so big about confession. He can only hear what comes out of your mouth. And so I'm here. I have good news for you guys. If you're getting hammered by the enemy, how do we know it's the enemy? Because it's not abundant life, right? It's killing, stealing, destroying. It's making us feel anything but stirred up, quickened, and encouraged. Amen. That's always the Lord. Even correction, guys. When the Lord corrects us, it should make us feel, we kind of go, ooh, that's right. It's kind of like... I was actually thinking about it. If you guys have ever Has anyone gone to the gym? Has ever anybody ever tried to work out? This is kind of faith gym this morning, okay? Because grace is God's part, but faith is our part. And so what do we do? We gotta get it, we build it up. But he can't read your thoughts, so it's so important for us to answer him. So this is what's so important, and we saw it by Jesus in the wilderness. Matthew chapter 4, Jesus, he came to him and he answered him with, "It is written." That's why we're so big about the confessions, because what it does is it reminds the enemy, oh no, you don't. I know what the word says, right? And then it also builds our faith because we hear ourselves say it out of our mouth, which is really, really, really important. So anytime you're hearing a lie, I gotta share this because it's pretty cool. There's a minister that we get a lot of revelation from, and he was sharing one time, okay? This is a good example. He was hearing in his mind, okay, this wasn't the Lord, it wasn't him. He'll put thoughts in your mind. He can't read your mind, but he can put them there. And he kept hearing, what are you going to do? Like, he had something coming up. He needed a certain amount of financing for or something like that. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And he said, if we're not careful, we keep hearing that, then what's going to come out of our mouth? What am I going to do, right? That's the enemy getting us to basically take the bait, okay, and to speak out what he's been telling us in our mind. And he heard within himself. It wasn't an audible voice. We've all heard it. That still small voice, Holy Spirit said, why don't you ask him what he's going to do? He said, yeah, devil, what are you going to do? He goes, I've read the end of the book. I know the story. Your time is short, tick tock. He said, a big old angel's coming. He's going to grab some chains and throw you in the pit of fire. Amen. So if anything, it's our job, and we're going to go through some cool scriptures to remind us of that, guys, that we are not powerless. We are not helpless. We are not defenseless. He cannot still kill and destroy from us unless we are not standing in that authority, amen, and walking in that faith, which you guys are doing, or you wouldn't be here, amen. So we've got some other scriptures that are going to go along that, and this 1 Peter 5:8 was so cool. Are you going to read it in the Amplified?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to read it in the Amplified, but I love, because it's not everybody. Listen, he can't devour anybody and everybody at will, okay? That's good news, guys. He can't do it. And this is going to remind us what our part to play is in this whole amazing equation.
And what I thought of just now as you were talking that was, whatever we're closest to is going to be the loudest, mm-hmm, here. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do? We're going to find that song and sing a little louder.
Come on, amen.
We're going to, mm-hmm, man, that was perfect, guys. So good. Mm-hmm. That playlist was perfect for today.
Perfect.
We're going to sing a little louder.
Yes, we are.
Especially when you start hearing those thoughts and you realize those are not my thoughts.
Yep, not my thoughts.
You're going to start singing a little louder.
Amen.
And we're going to get, where are you going to get closer to?
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God and to God Himself.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
1 Peter 5:8 in the Amplified. We go on to say, be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind, be vigilant and cautious at all times, for that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. And then it goes on in 5:9 to say, resist him, steadfast in faith. Steadfast in faith. How do we get steadfast in faith? Well, we just go to Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
When we find time, or when we find a need to get steadfast,
yep,
to take a stand, we're going to get in the Word of God,
mm-hmm,
and we're going to start saying our scripture confessions,
mm-hmm,
so that, amen, we can hear the Word of God,
yes,
and to build our faith.
Mm-hmm.
The confessions are not for God to be active. We're not trying to get God to get active, do something.
Right.
We're, number one, telling the enemy to shut up and get away from me.
Yep.
And then we're talking and building ourselves up by hearing the Word of God.
Amen.
That's why we say, read them out loud. Read them out loud.
Well, and sometimes when the attack and the pressure and the enemy's loud, we need something to go to. We don't know what to say sometimes. That's why the scripture confessions are so powerful. Pick it up and just start reading out loud. It doesn't have to be specific necessarily. Just pick it up and start reading out loud. Along those lines, I'll be fast. But have any of you guys seen any of this? Anybody? Anybody know Charles Capps? Know of Charles Capps? He's in heaven. He was a big confession guy. He has these cool little, they're kind of a confession book over things. I've actually handed some out to some of us, but this is so cool. Just real briefly, it says, words are powerful, and your body is listening to the words you speak every day. So this is God's creative power for healing. So this is specifically when we have symptoms in our body that aren't supposed to be there, we speak it out loud. So this is what he says. God created the universe by speaking it into existence. He's given you that same ability. You can speak words that create, or you can speak words, or you can speak words that create. So we don't just speak to communicate, we actually speak to create, just like the Lord did. But I thought it was so powerful because one of the things it says, there's a chapter, it's chapter 4, it says God's medicine. It's just all scriptures. And in the very beginning it says, take this medicine 3 times a day as directed until faith comes. Until faith comes as necessary, no harmful side effects. So that's why we speak the word, guys. That's why we speak it out loud to our bodies, because we need to hear it, number one. Okay, here's the thing. Pastor Monty says it often. Pain is a good motivator. And so we always do the physical thing. Well, yeah, because we're dealing with it all the time. And so when we have a symptom in our body that's really just not fun, it's loud. It's really loud. And it's trying to dominate what we do, right? And if we get a diagnosis, and then you've got the enemy right there saying, yes, you have. Yes, this is going to happen. No, right? All of those things. And so these confessions are so powerful, speaking the word out of the mouth, because out of our mouths, for our bodies to grab hold of for faith to come. And so it's so powerful. What the word will do, it increases our faith to where now I'm going, no, this is what he says, regardless of what I'm feeling in my body, regardless of what the diagnosis might have been. So it's powerful.
Well, you didn't finish reading all that, so I'm gonna just go on with that. But you know, everybody knows this. We were created in the image of God.
Right?
Right? And he created everything by word. So our words create.
Yep. Amen.
So we got the same power. Mm-hmm. The Father gave us that power. Mm-hmm. We don't have time to go through all those scriptures today. Mm-hmm. But we've all heard that we have the same authority. Mm-hmm. Jesus gave us the authority. God created us with the authority. Mm-hmm. And our words create. Mm-hmm. And what Misty just read, you can speak words that create sickness. Mm-hmm. Or you can speak words that bring healing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God's medicine has no negative side effects, as she said. Mm-hmm. And you can take it as often as needed by speaking what he has said about you. Start taking the medicine of God word and turn your health situation around following the powerful mm-hmm. principles of speaking the word of God. Mm-hmm. Amen. Man, whew. You want to tell that story?
Yeah. So we were just talking about man, our pastors are so good. Aren't we so thankful for our pastors? Be led. They're always reminding us to be led. And we're going to hear the word from the scripture. Absolutely. We're going to hear, you know, people speaking it out. Praise God for that. But we're also going to hear that still small voice inside that's leading, guiding, and directing us, and how important it is not to ignore it. So we heard a story. A guy was working at a ministry, and he was answering the phone, people calling in for prayer. And a woman called, and she was really upset. And, I mean, she was very upset, and she said, you know, I just got mugged. This guy came out of nowhere. I mean, she was just completely emotional about the situation. And so he's kind of, you know, she was very upset, and he's kind of praying, I'm a believer, I'm born again, I know the word, I do all, right, all the things that we talk about, doing all the things. And so he's kind of listening to the Holy Spirit, not really sure for sure what to say. So he starts asking her about it. She says, man, I read Psalm 91 every day. I'm Psalm 91 protected. Why? How did this happen to me? Once again, the enemy somehow painting the picture that God failed her, right? And so she's like, I know, I speak it over my life every day. So he starts asking her, you know, what was she doing? Why was she there? Well, come to find out, she had a check in her spirit. Holy Spirit, so often we think, oh, that was just me. I don't know how many times. And later, praise God, it's not a being mugged situation, but you go, oh, that was the Lord helping me, guiding me, directing me, saying, turn here, don't turn there. I don't know. Sometimes it's even, oh, go back home. There's something you didn't get. You go back, right? We don't know what's there. And so be so sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. So all of that to say, the word, the Lord, it's none of it's contradictory. And so when we hear that still small voice, he is leading us, he's guiding us, he's directing us, he's protecting us from things. And so it's just a great example of how we can confess the word of our lives. Praise God, we need to. It's important. But it doesn't take the place of what he's saying to us in here individually. Amen? I mean, we can have promises in our word, but he doesn't tell me where I'm going to work, right? Not that specific. He doesn't tell me, young people, who I'm going to marry, right? Where, right? These types of things. We don't get those specifics directly from the word. We have some guidelines, praise God, but we get that from the Holy Spirit. That's when he'll say, you know, make this phone call, don't do this, go. All of those things, get sensitive to it and trust that it's not just me, you know. It's actually the Lord speaking, and he's directing me and listening and following that direction. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So therefore, that's the next scripture. But so when something is louder than it should be in our minds and we start doing a confession, it's going to bring us closer to him so that we can be spirit-led, mm-hmm. so that we can hear that mm-hmm. clear voice mm-hmm. of the Lord. Not necessarily an audible voice, mm-hmm. but it's a knowing right here. Yeah. Everybody's had it. I know you have.
Yes, amen.
And that's where when we're speaking out of confession, when we're in the trying to, mm-hmm. to just work on our relationship with God, we're going to submit to God. Yeah. In James 4:7, it says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Amen.
The devil will flee from you. In the Passion, it says, surrender to God, stand up to the devil, and he will resist and he will flee in agony.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start speaking words of your confessions mm-hmm. and you're submitting to God, the enemy's fleeing in pain.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He's fleeing from you
mm-hmm.
because he knows one got away. I'm free today.
Yes.
He
yes.
knows.
Amen.
In Ephesians 4:27, it leave no such room or foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him.
Mm-hmm. Another little thing about confession. I don't know, I didn't count the scriptures, but I am not kidding you. I can have a symptom in my body, and it is loud, and it is bothersome, and it is just, we've all been there. And I will start reading this, and I am not kidding you. I feel my faith, right? I was going from kind of under it to being okay. No, I mean, just don't quit. Don't give up. Don't stop short. Amen? Because there's always breakthrough, but we've got to be the ones to confess it out of our mouth.
That's right.
And be consistent with it. Why? Until faith comes, right? And so it will. It does. It happens. I'm a testimony of that, because I'll start reading it, and before I'm done, man, I'm like, okay, you know, whatever this is can't be here, and my whole being is changed because of it.
And there may be a scripture you just have to say over and over and over and over and over, and try to replace anything that can try to squeak into your mind. Just be a little louder.
Mm-hmm.
Be a little louder. Let the car next to you at the stoplight think mm-hmm. you're crazy. Because you are. You're crazy about Jesus. Many times the devil is not just fighting you where you are. Many times the devil is not fighting you where you are, but he's fighting you from where you're going.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
He's trying to keep you from getting there. Mm-hmm. And he'll do everything he can. Mm-hmm. And when you start spitting the scripture out, mm-hmm. or you start reading a confession or singing a song, mm-hmm. he'll flee in agony. Mm-hmm. That's what the word says. Mm-hmm. It cannot lie.
Amen.
Why would he fail me now? He won't.
He won't. He won't.
Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. In conclusion, we're thinking about wrapping this up.
Amen.
Maybe. Can you take a little more?
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
They're so polite and nice.
Yeah.
I don't really want to hear what they're thinking. Just joking. Got to kind of lighten it up. It's getting heavy, huh? But in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with Him. How do we get a union with Him? Mm-hmm. Is there any man in here that walked up to his wife on the street the first time he seen her and said, "You're mine, let's go get married and be done with it"? No. You spent time with her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Against your will, hunker. I know. That's a little different situation. But we spent time with them. We took them to dinner. We bought them flowers. Most of us did, hunker. We talked to the phone and said sweet nothings. Ah, oh, yuck. But we did it, and we need to do it more, hunker. But we spent time with her.
Yeah.
How do we empower our union? How do we build that union with Him?
Mm-hmm.
We spend time with Him.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We spend time with Him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Draw your strength from Him, that strength which His boundless might provides.
Mm.
In 11, put on God's whole armor. The armor of the heavy armed soldier which God supplies.
Mm-hmm.
That you may be able to successfully stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I know, like I said earlier, we've all had our storms.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed that a lot of the storms start out the same way every time?
Yeah.
He's not real smart. Because he knows how he thinks he can get you.
Yeah, right.
And he comes at you the same way every time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's where we're successfully standing up against all the strategies and deceits of the devil.
Mm-hmm. A few weeks ago we preached and we talked about that a soldier does not, the scripture that talks about doesn't get entangled in civilian affairs. And so once again, and we're going to walk through this a little bit. We've all read it, but there's always new revelation, guys, because we know the word is living. It's living. It's breathing. Every time we read it, we go, "Yeah, I've read that." But there's more revelation every time we do. And so this Paul is reminding us what we're up against. And it's so very important for us to continue to remind ourselves, to see ourselves, to settle within ourselves that we are soldiers in the army of God. I've said this before. I've not been in the military, but I can sort of imagine. There is a steadfastness you have to have. There is a focus you have to have. There are things that we have to have a warrior mentality, guys, and that's by design. Not because the enemy's not defeated. He absolutely is. But to continue to walk out the victory that we've already been given, we have that as a mindset. And how cool is it? You know, we've said this before. Paul was more than likely in prison writing these letters to us, looking at a Roman guard, looking at his breastplate, looking at his helmet, looking at, right, his shield, okay? But what a beautiful, perfect, amazing example for us today. Why was it recorded for us today? Because just like he said, the enemy's not very smart. He's not creative. He can't create. He can only counterfeit. He can only pervert. He can only twist. Those are the only things he can do. He's not very smart. So, but because of that, we've got to recognize who we are and what we have, and that we're not helpless. We can't, we're not just, sitting back allowing things to happen. And so it's really important that we remind ourselves regularly and we get our keep our spirits stirred up that we are soldiers. We are warriors in the body of Christ. And we're going to talk about it. We're not fighting people. Praise God.
Yeah.
We're not fighting people. And we need to know when to wield our sword and when not to.
We're not wrestling with flesh and blood.
Right.
So when I have a lack of smart, I guess, and I say something to Misty and she says, excuse me, it's not because she didn't understand me, it's because she's given me a chance to rephrase what I said.
Remember that, ladies.
Because what I said, I probably got off in the flesh and I said something stupid. And that's what this is talking about. We're not contending with a physical mm-hmm. opponent, mm-hmm. but against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. Yeah. So when I have a lack of judgment and I say something really stupid that I'm not really normally going to say, number one, I got to recognize I'm being used. Mm-hmm. And then when I say it to her and she says, excuse me, she just recognized that's not me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's somebody trying to get between us. And I'm being used, and then therefore she's almost being used. Mm-hmm. Right. So we recognize, we got to be quick to recognize, those aren't my thoughts.
Right. Yeah.
That was the dumbest thing I could have said. Sometimes it's better to bite your tongue, EJ, until it bleeds. And I'm not picking on EJ, he's a man. I know what he says. I know what Ed says. And we all trip and stumble and fall because we live in a world that has fallen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can't allow ourselves to be used mm-hmm. by the enemy mm-hmm. to come against our spouse or wife or our loved ones, our friends, our boss, our co-workers, anybody in the list.
Mm-hmm. It's so interesting because, in verse 11, he says, Paul says, put on his armor, and he tells us why. But then, isn't it interesting? I think if in the Word we see it once, it's probably pretty important. But when we see it again, it's probably even that much more important. So in verse 13, he says it again. Put on God's complete armor. Don't leave any, right? Because he's looking for a way. He's looking for something that isn't covered. That's what he's looking for. So we got to put on all of it, the complete armor.
Yeah.
And why do we do that? So we're able to resist and stand our ground. This is such an amazing verse. We need to have it written on our hearts. Our Pastor Monty's told us before. Stand your ground on the evil day of danger, having done all the crisis demands to stand firmly in your place.
To stand firmly.
And we just sang it. Christ is our firm foundation. He's the one that we are standing firmly in our place. And he says it over. We've said this before in this passage of scriptures over and over and over. Stand, 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 right? Stand. He says it over and over and over. Must be pretty important, guys. Because when we're standing in his strength, when we're standing in his power, when we've got every piece of armor on, mm-hmm. the enemy has no upper hand over us. He can't come in and steal, kill, and destroy when we've got that battle ready stance.
Put on the complete armor of God. Football player doesn't go on the field without his helmet.
Mm,
well, he could. we can go on the field without our helmet of salvation, but we're not going to play very long. We're not going to be in the game very long, and that's the thing. We got to stay in the game.
Yes, amen.
We got to stay in the game.
Don't quit.
Stand firmly in your place.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseraton. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseraton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. Well, lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. Will lead me through. You are the peace in my trouble.